Well, let's start rolling right into this. Maybe in, like, not a creepy way.
Yeah, I'll do it with my wife in the room. You can be eating a box of Eggos every single day.
With maple syrup and bacon. Roll out of bed. I just comb my beard, brush my teeth.
I don't even do half of that.
Kissing babies and signing checks.
Oh, right. Breaking necks.
Breaking necks. Okay, bro.
Yeah, go look out, bro.
You want to just start over again?
Let's do it up.
Okay.
Welcome to the PM&A podcast.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
What is going on?
Welcome to the PM&A podcast. Dudes, ladies,
another one.
People, world, how's it going? Guys, thanks for listening. As you all know, we are brought to you by Wavemaker Brewery, which is located in Cambridge, Ontario at 639 Laurel Street. Guys, they do some amazing stuff at this craft brewery down in Cambridge. They make amazing beer. The dudes who run it are rad as Chad. They are just straight up awesome. Unfortunately, with the COVID-19 stuff, the actual store, the tap room is closed. But the cool thing is that you have to believe that they have... Ernie, what
I don't want to believe it.
Can you believe it?
I don't want to believe it.
They have a really awesome patio. And patios are pretty rare and they're pretty cool, but they always do some good stuff. They have like people, vendors coming out, making food. Like, seriously, Wavemaker?
I don't believe it.
They're doing some good stuff over there. So if you're not in town, if you're not around, but you want to pick up some of the beer, you can actually order it online. They have the online store. They accept like Visa, the e-transfers. You can get a hold of them. You can order some beer.
Goats, livestock.
Yep. Or if you can, they're still doing curbside pickup. The storefront's open from Wednesday to Sunday. Opens at 12. But if you're looking for what's on tap, what do they got going on in the beer fridges that they have, go on the online, jump on their Instagram, check out what they got. They do amazing beer.
They post that pretty regularly.
Wavemaker makes really good beer, guys, and just get down there and try it, and it's amazing. The guy's a genius. Like, just do it. Go to Wavemaker Beer.
Get off your ass and fill up your glass.
Yeah, that's great.
So Jer.
What's up?
Apple pie.
Apple pie?
Yeah.
I love apple pie.
Apple martinis.
I've never actually had a martini.
Well, get a load of these apples.
Whoa.
The Bearded Lumberjack now is one of our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. He's
part of the flock, part of the family.
Welcome to the cult.
Welcome.
Whoa.
Welcome to the team.
One of us.
One of us. He has been generous enough to also give us a promo code, PMAPOD.
To the listeners?
To the listeners for 15% off store wide.
Listeners can get a discount?
Yes, they can. Yes, they can.
For what?
So, here's what we got from Johnny. We got oil, lip balm, and a ton of apparel that he's got. Some really, really good oil. He has a couple little bombs that he does, but he's got things like tobacco and leather, Cubans and cognac. The old fashioned, just a whole whack of great stuff.
The Bearded
stuff.
Lumberjack is amazing.
But if you missed out on our draw that we just did, you know, just hang on. We might do it again. We'll see. Just stay tuned. But
stay tuned.
Till then, get down there, head down to his Instagram, or
head on to the online.
Get
on
down.
Is it down or up? Who knows?
Who knows these days? Get on.
It's up to you, the listener.
What could be you?
Keep going.
Yeah, guys, head down to the Bearded Lumberjack and head down to his Instagram. He's got a website, and you guys can order some great, great locally sourced beard product. And take care of your beard.
And your backs with shirts and hats, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
What up, guys? Welcome to episode 49. Ernie, are the audio things going all right?
We are good to go.
Dudes and ladies and world, we present to you the one and only Mr. Bowski. What's up, young Bowski?
What up,
man?
Pleasure to be on.
It is so good to have you back on, dude.
You'd be very proud of me. I've been expanding my horizons of beer.
He has.
Ever since that I learned that there's more than just Coors Light on this planet.
Yeah.
That is true. Coors Light's always a solid choice, but you gotta broaden your horizons.
You gotta open up your wings and fly. What have you been doing?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Ernie's been getting into some like double IPAs here, and like he's just like, and then a sour. He had like some of those. It's like a lager sour up here called Legendary Powers by one of the local breweries. He's been getting into that one.
Nice. Damn, dude, we've been you know, steady mobbing. We get stone beers and modern times beers all the time. There's always crazy doubles and triples. It's been weird though with COVID and all the breweries. It's been interesting. Like, we placed like to-go orders where they could just come and drop beer in your car. It was kind of cool that, you know, that was at least happening. We're trying to get out there and support locals, but
yeah, man,
you know, it's been wild. It's been a wild ride.
That's good. That's good, man. So last time since we talked to you, you got married.
I did get married, dude.
How'd that go?
It's been a long time since we talked. It was it was like the coolest experience of my life. Like, our wedding was just so amazing, and it was just so much fun. So many people came out, and everybody had an awesome time. We just had the time of our lives and partied all night.
Well, the most important thing is it sounds like you're still married, so it went really well.
Yes, it's been going pretty great. It's been an interesting year of marriage since our first year of marriage was during a pandemic.
Yeah, but, well, that's the true test, right?
It's, yeah, I feel like our marriage is aging in dog years.
How, isn't it cat years? Aren't you guys like, you guys got rocking those cats?
Because you always land on your feet.
Well, no, yes,
he's
right cats.
Here, dude. He's hanging out.
He's look at him chewing on your wire.
Nothing like a good old candle.
Yep. Mmm, delicious.
So, dude, like, how are things going besides, you know, you're newlywed, rocking the COVID stuff? So I know the COVID stuff's probably been affecting the old golf game and the bowling stuff, right? How's that going?
Bowling, I think just opened like a week ago, but it's still like, you know, extremely like distanced out and stuff. It's just like, I haven't been dying to go bowling because I feel like that would be a breeding ground for, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But golf has been rocking. Every golf course out here has been slammed. And I've been golfing as much as I can.
Like, it looks like you're out. I know you probably post quite a bit, but it looks like you're out every single day.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. I mean, I'm out a lot. I like probably like 4 or 5 days a week right now.
Whoa.
But I'm focused on working on all my golf stuff and getting a really good group of people together that are like-minded, you know, trying to change the game of golf.
Yeah, talk to us about that. Hang on. Talk to us about what are you trying to do with golf here?
So I'm just extremely passionate about golf. It's such a fun game. It's a great way to test like your skill set, your mentality, your honesty, and a great way to get outside and spend 4 hours with your friends outdoors.
Yeah.
And it's just so much fun and such a great way to appreciate the outside, and you get to play a game. And, dude, it is the most addicting, frustrating, and rewarding game at times. But basically, I'm just trying to change the way people view golf. Like, you look at a guy like me and you probably wouldn't guess that I'm a super huge golf nerd, but I totally am. And there's a lot of people like me that are out there too that just like to have fun, like to work on their game and just crack some brews. And dude, it's a great little community out there that I'm building, and it's just a bunch of people that love to drink beers and hit the course. And I just want to get rid of like that stuffiness that golf has around it, like the country club,
green old jacket, guys,
you know, exclusivity, members only kind of shit. Like, there's so many courses out here where you can, and there's no dress code, and you can even bring your dog if you want.
Like, what?
That's like the kind of golf that I feel like people would fall in love with. That's what I fell in love with. Just, I would go to this course that was right by my house called Emerald Isle, and it's this short little 18-hole course, and the rounds are super affordable. I think it's like $12 to go walk the course if you go after like 3 o'clock or something. And dude, it's like you get the sunset in Southern California, you're outside, it's like 70 degrees, it's beautiful. And like, I just fell in love with that, and I've been going there like after work all the time, dude. Yeah. And that's kind of where my started, and I've definitely like took it up a notch this whole last year.
Yeah,
that's crazy. It's $12. I know around here, I'm working with a guy that goes golfing quite a bit, and he's saying right now just for a round of golf, now I think this is with the cart, 50-60, I think somewhere around there.
It's expensive in Canada to play golf.
Yeah, it's it depends where you go based on like, you know, how nice the course is and how much demand's going on for that course. But like, there's courses you can find cheaper rounds, especially if you go like later in the day. I love to go like super early in the morning, like 6:30 is my optimal tee time, dude. Yeah. I love that.
So like, I've noticed with like bowling and now I'm listening to golf, Have you always had a passion for like getting something down pat and like earning and burning it? Because I see you got bowling, and you're just throwing strikes. Like, how did you? Have you always been like that with stuff? Like, I've just noticed that in the last like year watching your stuff. Like you it seems like you like hone in on something. And I think you said it in a post once. You're like, I wish I had as much control with a bowling ball as I did with my golf clubs and stuff. Like,
oh yeah, or vice versa. Yeah. Yeah, that's funny that you say that. One of my friends just mentioned, he reached out to me, and we've been friends for years. We actually started playing hockey together years ago, and that's how we became friends. And then we were super passionate about hockey. We played hockey for like 5 years, and it's just been harder out here for me to get on a team and find a team I like. But he reconnected with me over the golf page. And he's like, dude, the way that you guys play golf makes me want to play. And I'm like, that's the exact thing I'm trying to do, is get more people to get out and just have fun with the game. And it's been like crazy. That is kind of what I do, where I'll just take something and obsess over about it for like a long time. With bowling, that started like in high school. We were on the high school bowling team, and we just got super into it and wanted to get better and better and better. And we just grinded. Kind of like my golf grind, but I was doing that with bowling a long time ago. But that was kind of like, you know, I can always throw pretty decent. Like, my average in league is 175, and I'm usually pretty drunk, you know, so.
are you editing those videos that you're making?
Lightly. Like, which ones?
Like, the ones that you're posting, like, where you're going, like a full day kind of thing, but it's, like, within a, like, a 30-second clip. Are you editing all that? I had a thought for you, so.
Yeah, let's hear it.
So, like I say, I'm terrible for giving an idea, so, but here's one. So, you know when you're watching cartoons and Wile E. Coyote, he's running across the, like, the wherever, and all of a sudden he stops, and it's like, ding, 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 ding. It stops, and then, like, he's in the air, and, like, it posts a little post on the bottom, like, something about the area he's in. What you should do is, like, all of a sudden just stop and, like, play that sound. And like put a little you know what I'm saying? So like the verbiage that you use for some of the like the names, like your ace hunting and that, put ace hunting around the bottom and then give the definition of it just so people know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Holy shit, dude, that's a genius idea. I literally can make a video like that. And I already am thinking about it. A golf cart, and I put it in like 10 times fast mode.
Right.
And like,
yeah.
And then like pull the thing.
Yeah. And then you got to play the sound from the Wile E. Coyote whenever he stopped. Like, I'm gonna see if I can find the sound effect. Yeah, it's like bing whenever he stopped.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you put like whenever you say like ace hunting, and then all of a sudden it's like ace hunting.
That's what you guys are calling each other, right? Ace hunters, or that's just what you do every day?
Ace hunters is like you're usually on a par three and you throw a lawn dart right next to the pin, and that's ace hunters. I would say like within 10 feet, you're ace hunting for sure. But mostly the best ones, obviously, you're like a foot in, you know. I've got one hole in one in my life, so we're always on par three.
So with this, like, you're trying to like change things and move things. Have you got any like negative feedback from people on the course being like, yo, what do you guys? Because I saw you were talking to some old guy. Was it a week ago? Was he giving you heck, or was he supporting what you're doing? I was confused there.
No. So that old guy, that he's actually in my league, and what had happened was on that hole, it goes down, like you hit down into a blind valley, and we were playing behind them all day, and they were like zooming, like they were like flying ahead of us, so we were trying to keep up with them pretty much. And they were in the valley where you can't see from the tee box, and my friend just, both of us just strike one like down the fairway, and we had no idea until we rolled up that they were right down there, and
then
we just basically hit Adam, and nobody got hit. It went like by him, under his cart or whatever. It was close, but we didn't know. So that he was explaining, like at first he was just talking to us super cool, and then I started recording, and I don't know if that's what was making him upset, but then he kind of got a little more upset. It sounded, you could definitely tell that he went from like happy to kind of pissed, and then I was like, but is it a good shot? Yeah.
But like, but besides that, when you guys pull up on a course, like, have you run into a lot of snooty people to like give you a second look? Or
honestly, I can't say that I've ever really had a negative experience really with anybody at a golf course. Honestly, it's just like I know the places I'm going, and where, you know, like if I'm going to my local tracks like Emerald Isle or Goat Hill, there's no dress code. It's like, you know, fun golf with like the coolest people. And those places you can pretty much go and just be yourself, do whatever. But, you know, we always respect the course. Mm-hmm. We're not out there, like, crashing golf carts and flying around. We always fix our ball marks and our divots and always make sure that we're keeping up with the pace of play and everything and having a good time. But it's like if I'm going to a place where I know I got to wear a buttoned-up shirt and, you know, you definitely feel like you go to those places that are nicer where you got to kind of play the part of, like, golf guy, which kind of sucks. I hate those. Like, Goat Hill, Emerald Isle, two best places to play golf, in my opinion, and they're right in my own backyard.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
When you're playing, have you come across where they are putting the foam in the holes, or have they not done that anywhere where you are?
San Diego has been on the forefront of all the pretty much social distancing tech, and we had foam in our cups before the quarantine started, so.
See, I'd be really good at that because I can never get in the hole, but I bet you I could hit that foam.
Yeah. Oh yeah, some people were posting like some funny videos of getting insane rounds, like the ones where they have the cups sticking out. This guy like shot the best round of his life like that. That'd be pretty wild. Yeah, I played a couple courses that were like that, and it was pretty fun. Definitely like made the game a little different, but it was kind of cool to do that.
They should have put like a little basketball net, and you had to chip it on the green. You had to chip it into the net, and then you don't have to pick it up or anything.
Yeah.
So when you guys are like going out to golf, do you plan it? Are all your events when you guys go out planned, like, or do you just say, "Hey, we're all gonna go meet up"? Who's interested in going to play golf today? Or like, how does it work when you guys are hanging out?
I'm on a team in a league at Goat Hill now. So I'm in a golf league. I joined that a couple weeks ago. And that's pretty much like my main squadron that I'll go golfing with. Like if I'm thinking about going, we have like a group chat, him and a couple other guys on the team. And like, hey, anybody want to go golfing today? When, where? You know, just kind of figure it out in a group chat. We have one on Instagram too, where we send each other golf shit all the time. And if I feel like playing with a couple different people, I'll mix it up. And it's just like basically whoever I feel like hitting up or whoever I can find that's down to go. And sometimes we plan it in advance if like people are super busy or whatever, but usually it's more of like a day of kind of thing.
Yeah. Like, go ahead. You want
to when you're playing, I've always curious about this, like people that are really good at golf, do you find sand traps annoying? Like, is it just like, why is this here? Like, I kind of get it. It's like when I go out into like, you know, Scotland, I'm not going to find a little piece of desert when I go out there. So why do they put this here?
Yeah, it's just, you know, it just makes the game more fun, like, you know, adding more strategy to it. And
it's not fun for people that suck. It really isn't, because there's me. I'm like, oh, great. I can't play it in the grass. So I'm going to play it in sand.
Well, they're trying to make exactly.
You
got
to start somewhere.
Yeah, man. Got to get skills.
A successful hole for me is I use the same ball for the whole thing.
That is a good thing.
I call that a hole in one.
Does that happen or not happen a lot? People have changed balls a lot?
No, so like a lot of amateur golfers will lose a lot of balls when they play. Like usually I don't lose more than a sleeve if I'm going out, if that. So that's three balls. But like I have buddies that go out with a full case and hope that they have enough to finish. You know,
like, I'm a sleeve a hole, I think.
Yeah.
First one, nope, she got. Say la vie.
So when did you play, like, sorry, go ahead. Go ahead, man.
No, you got.
No, it's all good. You go ahead.
Especially if you play like more narrow courses or houses or courses in neighborhoods, like the fairways are usually smaller, so it's easier to hit them out of bounds in somebody's backyard or pool or something.
Yeah, we got run that one that runs parallel to the 401. It's a really great idea.
401's a highway, like, just, you know. Or,
it's a major highway in Canada.
Yeah, people don't know what the 401 is. They're just like, man. So from when you started your Instagram, you've been just growing it, eh? Like it's just been booming.
Yeah, I don't remember how many followers I had the last time I talked to you guys. It was probably around like 200 or something.
Yeah, it was something like that. But
now we're closing in on 1,200. It's pretty crazy, man. Like I've made so many great connections through playing this game and just finding people and meeting people. And I've made so many friends. And we got some seriously big plans coming for the future. I'm about to be on a TV show, actually.
What?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have heard of it, but it's called Holy Moly, and it's on ABC.
No.
Thursday, it's at 8. And, dude, it is it's a rad show, man. You got to tune in and check it out. It's like mini golf mixed with, like, wipeout kind of obstacles.
Oh, yeah, that sounds so awesome.
You do the obstacle, and then you got to go finish the putt on the other side. And it's crazy, man. This show, they really amped it up this second season, and it's a lot of fun. You gotta check it out.
Is it like gladiators where they're shooting like tennis balls at you or what?
Dude, you just gotta go look it up. They have the Instagram too. You can check them out on there and look at exactly what's going on.
So have you already done it?
Yeah, it's in. They're airing it this currently.
Oh, so way to ruin it.
But you can't talk about it. Is that like a thing?
No, can't do that.
That's awesome. I'll check it out. So you've been saying you got a little bit of funny contacts with your Instagram so far, but before we started recording, you said you were talking to somebody that everybody should know about. 90 Day Fiance, that guy?
Oh, yeah, dude. That was crazy. I was literally just DMing him today because I saw him on a golf meme, and then it's like, I reposted it and tagged him and said, let's go play golf. And then I'm in San Diego, and that's where he lives too. So I was like, he'll probably never respond to this. And then he just literally responded and said, mini golf. And I asked him basically for sure and like told him I'm super down and asked him if we could film it. That'd be so tight, dude, playing mini golf.
And then when you're done.
Wait a minute. What was his name again?
Ed.
Big
Head Ed?
Big Ed.
And that's like, so he's memed everywhere, right?
Yes, he is. He's all over the
place. So can you guys explain why is he so popular? Like, what happened to him? I don't watch those shows.
Go ahead, man. You tell him.
I don't know those shows.
He's just such a funny guy. He's just such a character, man. Like, the way he just has, like, a certain swag to him, and he's just this cool dude, and it's just funny to watch, man. And he goes through, you know, obviously the turmoils of what it would be like to have a 90-day fiance from a different country, man. It'd be tough.
Well, Jeremy doesn't know, right? So what? So he went to – where did he get his wife from? Do you remember?
I think it was the Philippines.
Right. So he went out there to pick her up, and he had like this crazy big beard, right? I didn't actually see it. I heard a podcast about it. So I'm only going from secondhand knowledge. But apparently, like, he had a really big beard, and, like, they were hitting it off okay. And she's just – he was, like – he was bugging her about shaving her legs or something. So that she's, like, if you – she's, like – he was complaining about shaving her legs. And then she's, like, I want you to shave your beard. So he did it.
And then she didn't shave her legs?
I don't know if she shaved her legs. I didn't get that far. God.
Probably. But, yeah, dude, it was crazy. He and then he went to go stay with her in the Philippines and, like – dude, it was crazy the conditions he was staying in out there. He definitely was not used to living in La Jolla, so.
did you watch any of that that show at all, 90 Day Fiancé?
Yeah, dude, my wife loves it.
Oh, so really?
Yeah, so I watch it with her, but honestly, now I'm kind of into it too.
So, apparently there's one that the one guy, he thought he was getting catfished, and, like, the woman kept, like, brushing. Like, didn't he drive to, like, Russia three times? Dude.
He went to the Ukraine
six times from
Las Vegas, and she didn't show up until the last time.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
And apparently she was like a smoke show, too.
I mean, she looked just like her pictures, which was crazy, I thought. I thought for sure it was going to be a dude.
And didn't he show up with like a cell phone, and he's like, I don't want to pay for the site anymore. I want to do it for free, and here I bought you a phone. And she was just like, oh, great, thank you.
Yeah, dude, that was the most cringeworthy dude on the entire series.
Is that the guy who did, like, nails or something?
I don't know. Like I said, I didn't see it. I just heard about it on the podcast.
I heard about something like that, too. What? Dude. What do people go through? Oh, my gosh. But I guess it's good for TV.
Dude, yeah, and then they literally just blow up and get Insta-famous right after. Like, everybody on that show has, like, at least 200,000 followers.
Oh, man. And I know Ed also does those, you know, those ones where you can pay for somebody to do a shout out for you.
Oh, Cameo.
Cameo. Apparently he's been doing that because there was a couple podcasts. They actually paid for him and I don't know if it's his wife, but it's his girl that he's with. The two of them did a shout out for one of the podcasts that I listened to. It was pretty funny. He seems like a really genuinely nice guy, though.
Yeah, like imagine playing mini golf with him. It'd be so much fun.
So what you need to do is you need to film it And then what we'll do is we're going to do a conference Skype call.
Dude, if I filmed that, that'd be a million views, no doubt.
And what we'll do is we'll
review the video.
You might
have to sign some paperwork, though. Yeah, I don't think he'll be just doing it for
life. Yeah, he might not be able to record that.
Yeah, he might. I don't know.
We'll have to find out, baby.
So, was it before you got married or after you got married, you went to Portland, you did some, like, golfing?
Yeah, I was in a tournament there.
Oh, wow. And,
yeah, I mean, it's like, the most amazing golf event I've ever been to. It's called the Calamari Invitational, and that's, like, a brand that makes golf tees that's run by a couple of my friends. And they throw this tournament every year and invite a bunch of people to it, and they play this 9-hole course, and it's, like, par threes, and everybody just goes out and has an awesome time, and it just, like, was the most fun I've had playing golf. Everybody's just running around and having a blast, drinking beers, smoking a bunch of weed. Like, it was such a fun time. And it was, like, if people could see this as what golf was, we'd be in good shape.
Yeah.
Can you smoke it on the course?
I mean,
illegally. Yeah, legally, I mean. Not that you do. I'm just saying, could you if
is legal? Or no?
I mean, it's legal.
Yeah, it's legal. I mean, but I guess, you know, like anything else, you're allowed to drink on the course. So.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just wondering, because it's legal here. So, like,
we're not allowed to
I guess you can't
courses?
Do it in public,
you
I guess.
You can't smoke on courses?
Yeah, you can't smoke in public places, I guess. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's weird.
I guess if it looked like a vape, nobody'd say anything.
I don't think anybody really cares out here. It's California.
So, besides... golfing's booming right now for COVID, but what else have you been up to besides golfing and just, like, having a good time?
Dude, honestly, like, golf has been my life, like, the past 6 months, dude. Mm. Like, I'm going to be launching a golf brand soon called Six Under Golf, and I'm getting that all dialed, and that should be up and running within that probably, like, a month.
Like, shirts and stuff or what?
Yeah, just an apparel line. Because there's nothing tight to wear that's golf related, dude. It's all just whack polos and, you know, no real cool merch in the industry. So I'm trying to change that. Be inspired by, you know, like, streetwear and music and a lot of other things.
That's huge, man. That's awesome.
Some neon palm tree shirts and...
boom, like that.
Ooh.
Yeah. Is there, like, a back? Is there a back? Or is that just the front? Yeah, I thought so. I'm like, that's his style. That's rad.
Yeah, dude. Heavy metal golf, baby.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's going to be cool. I got a collab in the works with, like, this other guy, Golf Fiend Club. We're doing a collab. It's going to be really fucking cool, man. I'm stoked about it. And that's kind of where I've been putting all my time and energy into, is just, like, filming content, working on my golf brand, working on networking, you know, just, like, I'm going to probably start getting into golf media here soon. And we had this course recently that just put us on, Arrowwood Golf Course, let us go out for free so we could shoot some video for them and shoot video for our pages and stuff.
Dude, way to go. That's awesome,
yeah,
man.
It's working. And then, like, every time I hit, like, an obstacle in the journey, it's like I just find the next step somehow. Yeah. Like, I'll meet the next person. I was looking for a place to get all my stuff screen printed and all my shirts and get all my apparel going. And I met the guy in my golf league, and that's exactly what he does. And he makes, like, everything.
No way. Oh my gosh. Small world.
Well, I tell you what, if you ever need shirt ideas, I got a million stupid ones. You can have, like, one. Here's one, just throwing it out there. You say, it says, like, you put six under six golf on the back, on the front. And then on the back, you put even Karen golfs.
What?
Even Karen? Remember Calm Down Karen?
I know who you're talking about. Everybody knows Karen.
Everybody knows a Karen, dude. That's my mom.
Even Karen golfs.
And Kevin? Or Kyle? What's the male version of Karen?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. It'd probably be like Jeff.
Nah, it's got to be more corporate than that.
No, Jeff's pretty corporate. I don't know what you're talking about. Jeff's pretty corporate.
It could be Keith.
Yeah,
Keith. Well, what was the name of the guy with the AK-47 trying to protect his lawn?
So... yeah, that's interesting. I did a little reading on that. Supposedly they were, like, jumping on his private property, though.
Yeah, that wasn't just people walking by. They were shooting at a parade.
not to get political, but like, how's things going on down there? Like, it's a little bit different up here, but
we're pretty calm. We got the Tim Hortons drive-through lines up, and that's a real pain in the ass. But I don't know. People burning shit sounds worse.
Honestly, I have no idea. Southern California has been pretty normal for the most part to me. Where I'm at, I'm in Oceanside. Yeah. It's like kind of an in-between city between San Diego and LA. It's like, you know, somewhere in the middle, and it's pretty mellow out here. It's pretty regular. It's just, you know, masks everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't seen anything crazy. Like, they've had, where I'm at, they've had really peaceful protests. Nothing's gone out of control. Nothing's been fucked up. But then, like, 45 minutes south, they burned down some banks and, like, you know.
Oh, my God. Crazy shit
there. But that was more, like, in the city, San Diego. A little bit more southern. But where I'm at, it's pretty chill. And but, I mean, there's some fucking crazy stuff happening out there. But I just hope everybody can relax. Hopefully, I don't know, there's going to be a lot of unity after this. And hopefully the people really come together and get, like, behind each other and help each other out. Hopefully we have some rocking years going forward. But holy crap,
yeah, it's been a year. Yeah.
Hell of a year.
It really makes you think, though. You know, they really – We took away sports, right? So, like, there is, and golf is really, it's a sport, but it's more a social thing, 100%, right? And there's another shirt idea, you know? Don't burn down a store, go play golf.
Don't.
Anything.
It's crazy, though.
Have a riot on the course.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, that was bad. Sorry.
We got to do some, we'll figure it out.
Don't throw a brick.
I don't know.
No.
Pick up the stick.
Pick up a stick. There you go.
Where did you get that rad golf club that's also a bong?
Dude, you can go on my Instagram and there's a link you can click to go buy one, and you can use code Bowski for 10% off.
No.
It's called the Big Bertha, dude. It's the most reliable club in the game.
That's awesome.
That's so cool.
I saw that the first time when you were doing that that one. Charity thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. I was slugging them for charity, dude. And, dude, it was such a cool thing because I thought about that idea. I'm like, dude, that'd be sick if there was a golf club beer bong. And literally it just popped up on my Instagram somehow. Mm. And I was like, wow.
They were listening.
Fuck, dude. Well, they already made it and it's perfect. And then so I just reached out to them and I was like, yo, you got to send me one of these. I'm going to make you some videos. And then, yeah, we've made some pretty fun videos with that thing. And there's going to be a lot more to come, baby. And it's, dude, it's honestly, before the whole COVID thing, was such a party starter. Mm. Anytime you get to the course and break that thing out, a million people ask you, what the hell is that?
See, that'd be another one where you could do one of those little pauses with you holding it. And then you put like the little caption, you know, jump on my Instagram to get 10% off.
Ah. Dude, that'd be pretty cool. Dude, throw that in the story.
Yeah.
I'm full of them.
Yeah, you're full of them.
I'm full of something. How did you do with the charity thing? Did you hit the number that you were looking for?
We donated almost $300, dude. So I thought that was a great success.
Yeah. That's awesome, man.
Just for people to come watch me putt on my patio and be able to raise $300 for leukemia, that's pretty dope. I had a lot of fun.
Glow in the dark balls.
Yeah, those balls are awesome.
Dude, they are awesome. I'm going to try and do some more filming with those coming soon. I'm going to try and convince my course over here to do a glow ball tournament because that shit would be off the chain if I threw it. So, it'd be like Christmas lights all around the green and then like a string of lights going up the flag stick.
Mm-hmm.
The glow balls would be so sick.
Yeah.
Or you get those like movie premiere things. You have that going around and that's the whole.
Fucking brutal. Like, so do people play golf in the dark with those? Like, that's like a thing?
No. It's mostly like, I would say, when I'm on the course and I'm like, you know, coming in from around and the sun's going down and like the last two holes are going to be like pretty hard to see your ball, that makes it, you know, perfect to have in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Or just you want to have some fun. Like, I only use them like at sundown when I'm on like the last two holes or so, but. I mean, a glow ball tournament would be super fun. You just have to get some lights out around the green, some lights going up the flagstick, or lights in the cup, like glow sticks in the cup would be super cool. And, dude, it's going to be fun. I'm going to do that. Next time after we interview, I'll have done that tournament and yeah. Sit.
Yeah, we just keep this interview process. Every time we talk to you, you keep getting better and better.
Fly me out there, and I'll get some like jumbo speakers, and I'll DJ the whole thing for you.
Dude, that would be sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be a little loud, and people like.
Yeah, it's fine. That's fine.
That's a great idea. Frick. So man, like, things I can't. It's so crazy to talk to you. Cause like we watch all your stuff all the time, and just like from where you were, not to say before you weren't like doing much, but like now you got all this cool media going on. You're on this TV show. You got a 10% discount for like this bong club. You know, like you're working on a clothing line. Like it's gotta feel pretty good. You got a lot going on.
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff going on.
And it feels positive too, eh?
Always.
Yeah.
Did you work at all during the COVID?
No, my store that I was working at was closed down, and then I just decided I'm going to do this now, so give this a try.
There's a lot of people doing that, though, like turning this like into something positive, right? And that's how you know like the people that are moving and grooving and actually like trying to make a difference by doing things. Those are the people that you kind of want to hitch your wagon to, that are just like, you know, I'm not going to sit still. I'm going to take advantage of this and move forward instead of sit still.
So wait. You're doing this full time. You're not working right now.
No, this is what I'm working on.
That's awesome. How does that feel? Yeah. How does that feel waking up knowing that's what you want? That's what's up.
Dude, I wake up every day at like 7 a.m. and I drink coffee and, you know, I start working on stuff or start editing videos. So like I stay busy doing this, but I'm really hoping that once we launch this clothing line and a super successful marketing campaign, I think it could really be like a means of a solid income and hopefully fuel my golf addicted life.
So with your boom in followers and that, and I'm sure people have seen that. I know that when I was doing the Instagram with mine wasn't getting too big. Like I jumped from like 20 followers when I started my DJ one, and then went to like a couple hundred. I started getting little ads for like people wanting to promote things, and some of it was BS, but some of it wasn't. And I jumped on that. Have you been approached by anything like that yet? With like seeing that you're promoting and your videos going out?
No, I pretty much do just all my own self-promotion and let the content, you know, just be what it is. And if people like it, they like it. And if not, like, try again tomorrow. But I'd actually just sent something to this page that had, like, a golf repost thing. And then they're like, oh, well, we'll post it on the page and in the story for, like, $25 or $15 or whatever. And they had like a decent traction with their like following and engagement, but I don't think I really need to do all that.
Yeah, I don't even think I would reach out to them, because like you say, they're not doing that for you, like promotion, like to do that stuff. Like that's their only benefit for them is for them to make money off of you. But what about like the course that you're going to like to say, like, you know, I'm taking videos of your beautiful course. Approach you to say, hey, can we post that?
Yeah, that's what we just did for that Arrowwood course. I got talking to them through social media, and then we started emailing back and forth and kind of showed them different examples of like what we do, and they got us a tee time so we could go out there and film some stuff. That content should be coming out probably this week sometime, and probably after the weekend. And yeah, dude, we're going to try and start doing that more often and try and reach out to different courses. And if you own a golf course and you want to put your boy on, holler at your boy. Get me out there. I'll shoot some videos.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's what it's going to be like. I'm going to be collaborating with some pretty exciting people coming up. A lot of cool people that are just, you know, really cool for other reasons but golf, but also love to golf. Mm-hmm. So that'll be pretty fun. One of my friends is a super sick bartender in LA, and he has like a shitload of followers from that because he makes crazy cocktails, and I'm going to go golf with him, and that's going to be super sick. And just a lot of people like that I met either through Holy Moly or through Instagram. I've met so many people through Instagram. Everybody that's on my golf team I met through Instagram.
Yeah, man. They can see what's cool. Up.
It's really cool. Like, I never thought when I started this page it would evolve kind of like into this network of like-minded golfers, but that's kind of what it's turned into, and that's like what I'm most proud of. Like, it's all grassroots following. I never bought followers or likes or none of that bullshit. It's all just like growth and, you know, finding people that are in the same lane, and there's nobody, you know, there wasn't a lot of people talking about it within the last like year or two.
Nope.
It kind of just exploded on the Instagram scene, but yeah, dude, it's cool. I'm just trying to inspire people that might have never picked up golf clubs in their life to give it a try and just to, you know, take a whack at it.
Literally.
Who's the, have you met anybody interesting out on the course yet?
Interesting on the course?
Yeah, like any like celebrities or homeless people?
I mean, I've never really... I saw a guy walking a cat the other day on a golf course.
That's pretty rad.
And it was a huge cat. It's probably like a 20-pound cat.
He's like, I can't leave my cat at home and eat some of my food.
Mittens just keep wrecking shit.
Yeah. Dude, I took a video of it. I'll post it to my story. And you got to check it out. But this dude's just straight up walking this humongous cat. He's just carrying it around. And then once we passed by, he let it down. And he's just walking around with it. It was pretty wild.
He wasn't even playing golf?
No, he wasn't even playing. It was... This golf course was in the middle of like a housing community.
Oh,
so
okay.
There's always people walking their dogs and stuff through there, but just yeah, it was. I never seen a cat like that on a golf course.
Dude, if you want, we can promote your shirts and stuff if you want. Mind you, a lot of our followers are like Canadian. We have a couple of like American followers, but we can promote your shirts if you want.
Oh hell yeah, dog! Once I get everything squared away, I'll have to get you guys a care package.
No, and whatever, man.
Dude, you know it's pretty crazy too. So, I met this guy, golf professional, and he's in Canada.
Yeah.
And, dude, we were gonna play actually on a golf team in a tournament in California. He was gonna fly out for it, and there was gonna be like four of us playing in the tournament. And we just met through Instagram, and we started talking about like we should play in that. It'd be fun. And then we got a team together, and then COVID happened, and he's still coming out in November, so that'll be hella fun. But that's when the tournament's rescheduled for. But we just kept talking, like since COVID happened, and we were all locked in. That was like when the shutdown was like lockdown, and we were just like on Instagram chat all the time, just bullshitting with like the team that we were going to play the tournament with, and we all became really good friends. And pretty much all connecting through Instagram. Instagram has been really cool for me, honestly.
Yeah, man.
Social media itself is huge. Like, if you think about it, like, for you personally, from what you're doing, when you get big enough, there's, like, golf courses that would probably pay you to come out to go on their course, to go
promote
do it.
Courses,
yeah, to promote the course, do a video, right? Like, that's crazy to think that because of social media itself could open that up for you.
Because of social media.
Mm-hmm.
This is all social media. We didn't do anything else on Facebook or we just did Instagram.
Is there people on YouTube right now that is doing that type of thing though? That you've seen like they just fly around to go to the golf course, just take videos, and then people they use it to promote the other golf course?
Pretty much the guy that does that is Eric Anders Lang, and then there's a lot of people that, you know, try to do it too. But, you know, he has his own lane. He's, you know, does course vlogs and stuff like it's all golf though. But he's done some really cool videos where he's flown to different countries and, like, you know, done all kinds of cool stuff. And his videos are super interesting. But my brand of content is definitely in a different.
Yeah.
I'm trying to. That's the only reason why I haven't started YouTube yet is like I don't know exactly what kind of content I want to put on there. But I know when I put it on there, I kind of want to, you know, stick to kind of something or. I don't know, maybe not. I'm going to eventually have a video one day where I'm going to be like, yes, this is it. I'm throwing this on YouTube. It's going to be the first one. But I just haven't quite hit that yet. I'm just trying to kind of test the waters with Instagram. Like, YouTube is a much larger market, but and I'm trying to build like a super solid community on Instagram. We're getting there, man. Like, it's crazy. It still kind of blows my mind. I always like, the goal was like, dude, if this ever hit 1,000, that would be tight. And watching it past that, I'm just like, dude, this is crazy, dude. It's only the beginning.
Yeah, it's looking good, fun. Man. It's looking good. You're having fun. As long as you're having fun doing what you're doing, like, people can see that, the content. And, like as for me, like, a person who doesn't play golf, like, I see this stuff, and I'm kind of like, man, like, I wish there was something like that around here where we could just, like, go play golf and have fun and, like, you know, just have a good time. Like, I know when I played golf only a couple times, and probably the coolest part was just when we got to drink beer in the course and just have laughs. Like, that's what it was about, so.
Yeah, that's like 90% of why I love it, man.
Yeah.
And then you get knocked down a sick putt every once in a while, and you're like, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
But that's what I was going to say, too, though. Like, don't be so worried about, like, making sure it's, like, the perfect edit. I'm the same way. I have to have things perfection. But, like, even the videos that you're putting out now, even, like, you know, combine them on the Instagram, make them into, like, a 30-second clip or like a minute or two-minute clip. Because people will watch it. Like, Jeremy and I have a stupid one of him hitting me with bolt cutters, and it got a couple hundred views. Yeah, remember I bought body armor for ball hockey?
Yeah.
And Jeremy grabbed bolt cutters. We were testing it out, and he grabbed bolt cutters. He's like, I got a good test.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to break your ribs.
You can dodge a wrench.
Have you guys been tattooed at all recently?
I got another hand tattoo just right before COVID started. I got something touched up on my hand, and then I got this like Jesus fish on my one finger. But that was literally just like right before COVID dropped. And I remember I was talking to the tattoo artist about it, and he was just like, "Yeah, I don't know if it's gonna impact us or if it does." Like we were all just like, "Oh, nothing really is gonna happen." But like right before COVID dropped, I got a tattoo. What about you?
Dude, I haven't been tattooed in forever, bro. I'm dying to get more though.
Yeah, me too.
I'm ready. And my elbow webbed. I think I'm just gonna do that. Probably not the same day.
Are you gonna do the traditional, or are you gonna do like the shadow of the web? Because that's the one I like, not with the outline of the web, but it's like the inner part, and then your skin is the actual like lines of the web. You know what I mean?
Well, that's intense. No, I'm just gonna do hard black.
I had this one I had booked for June the 6th. Should have been last week. My inner arm, I got a spot right here. I just got this open spot that's bugging me. So I had a whole piece to fill that up. It was going to be a bat holding a coffee cup. That's what I wanted. ended up, you know, the shop closed and didn't end up getting it. So I'm going to finish up my arm, finish up my leg. And I think I want to get a chest tattoo. I think that's what I want in the next.
How would you see it? You wouldn't see it though, Chair.
Yeah. That's what I want to get next.
See it every day, dude. I want to stand in the mirror.
He won't see it. He looks like Chewbacca.
Yeah, I'm not that fucking hairy.
You'd have to shave his chest,
yeah.
Baby.
Yeah.
I'll just every day I'll be like, all right, let's just clean it up. I want to see this piece, bro.
Let's let the eagle fly.
Yeah, exactly. Let's let her breathe a little.
He takes his shirt off and the villagers chase him.
Gotta keep her out of the cabbage.
Keep her out of the cabbage. Oh yeah, God. I wanted to get one. But the whole COVID thing slowed things down, and I got a cover up. Are you still thinking you're going to do that cover
like
up?
I got a bit of a lineup now. What I want, like he was saying, like now that COVID kind of like slowed things down, now I'm like, okay, yeah, I want to get a couple more pieces. Yeah,
going.
You're gonna think that cover up by Daryl? Do you think that bird you want to do?
Yeah, probably. I got this piece. I want to get covered up with a big black crow on the top of my shoulder.
Do a panther, baby.
A panther?
A big black panther. It's the best cover up you can get.
I don't know if a panther's good right now.
Well, yeah, it is good. Yeah.
Oh, it is good?
Yep. Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah, like, you don't know what's up.
No, I don't.
Yeah, baby. Pantera.
It's awesome, man. So, that's what you got going on. You got like 100 things going on.
Dude, I got, yeah. It's hard to kind of stay focused on one thing. I'm like, all right, I got to post shit on Instagram every day. I got to edit more videos. Trying to find, like, I'm going to probably make, like, this mega compilation of just, like, all the most Bowski moments I can find and just cram it all into one, like, super hyper edit video and be like, what is Young Bowski? That might be the first video.
And if maybe if you do that, you'll kind of find your kind of like your shtick, your avenue, your genre. If you actually, like, not saying you don't put work into it, but if you put like some real work into it, do some writing, and then you're like, okay, this is coming out of it.
I can tell you, bro. And we're working on a fucking script for like a show that we're probably gonna launch on YouTube too.
What?
It is like the funniest shit, bro. It's a show written literally about basically the characters we are, but like a scripted version. And this shit, We were reading it last night on Zoom, and I was fucking dying laughing, bro. Like, I was crying laughing, like, when we were reading the lines. This shit is so – it's going to be so tight. I don't know what – if we got a name for it or what, but, dude, it's going to be tight. We're getting all the episodes written. We're reading all the scripts and everything and doing Zoom meetings, and it's going to be so funny, dude. I don't know if it's going to be on YouTube. Probably going to get it on Netflix, baby. You know, get your boy in Hollywood.
Yeah. And yeah,
is it going to be recorded on the golf course?
What's that? Yeah, it's going to be, yeah, mostly at a golf course. And then obviously it's like, it's you know how like the league was a show about fantasy football, but it really wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like that, but it's about golf, but it's really not. But it is.
It's kind of like Seinfeld.
A show about, yeah,
a show about, dude, it. It's about golf, but not really.
It's gonna be lit, bro.
I can see you in Hollywood. Like, I really do. Like, I'm seeing like a couple years from now. Like, you're only gonna get bigger because the amount of energy you, like I said before, when you get into like a wave. I don't know you completely personally, but I just know your vibe. When you get hooked on something, you just start flying. Like, you just start working towards it. You're not just one of those guys that goes, "Oh, I'm not really good at this. I'm not gonna keep trying." You're like, "No, fuck that. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going." Like, yeah. I feel like that's like your jam. Like.
Definitely.
So, like, if you want to do something, man, I feel like you're going to do it.
Oh, I'm doing it right now. Yeah. I'm just – yeah. It's just the beginning of the takeover, bro. It's just crazy because every day I meet more guys that are just like me that reach out to me and love the way that I play golf or love what I'm doing for the game. And, you know, I'm just trying to share why golf is sick with everybody, dude, and change the connotations around it.
Yep. You're doing it, man. You're doing it.
Well, just think, like, most people, if they were in the same situation as you with their job, right? Like, right now, you could say a lot of them would just be like, shit, what the hell do I do? And now you've got more than most people that have a job.
Oh, yeah, dude. This is my full-time job. It's a grind. Like, especially with all the shit that I'm working on, I have to find, like, a different spot of the day to focus on, okay, I'm going to work on, like, the logos and branding and shirts and whatever. And then, like, different date part of the time where I got to do like design work or try to come up with different ideas and then edit videos. And then I talk to all these people I'm kind of involved with all these projects with. And it's just, dude, it's a lot, man. Sometimes it's overwhelming. I look at my phone and I have like, fuck, it's like 10, 12 messages after I just cleared everything out. And I'm just like, but I still pretty much reply to everybody that messages me anything. Like I usually reach back. And yeah, you were talking about like, if anybody's like been hating on me, dude, I can honestly say I really haven't had any like haters. It's weird. This one old guy the other day was griping at me and like telling me I'm ruining the game. But literally, that was one comment out of like all the comments I get, and it's weird. Like I thought I'd have more haters for sure, but nobody. Even like if people just, like sometimes I'm like, dude, you got a janky ass swing, and I'm like, yeah. So, and they're like, I love your content though. And I'm like, okay, so you're just like kind of hating, but you actually like it. Like it's weird. And a lot of my shit gets a lot of, I feel like I got a lot of lurkers too. Like obviously my page is public and I use hashtags to get a lot of the people showing up. But like the numbers on my videos definitely for my following, I feel like are really good. And I get a lot of engagement and a lot of people commenting and sending shit to people. And it's really cool, man, watching it grow. And if I can be the guy, like, that's the face of this golf revolution, if that's what I got to do, dude, I'm stoked to do it. Let's go.
But it's not like you're out there trying to change people's swing. Like, you're out there to show the game itself.
It's fun.
Not,
you're making it fun.
Not your form, right?
Yeah, we got a saying that says, whoever has the most fun wins. So if you have the most fun, it doesn't matter what you shoot, dude. It's about having a good time. And none of us are going to go pro, bro. So it's fun to have competition with your friends. But, like, I play with people that are better than me, that are, like, the same skill level, and people that are, like, beginners that are just my friends. And I love playing with all different skill levels all the same, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just out there for a good time, man, yeah. Really.
Well, it must be fun, like, playing with somebody who's really good and watching them just, like, kill it. You're like, holy shit.
Yeah, it really is. Dude, we played with this guy the other night. He's like a product tester for TaylorMade. Whoa. And he guest on our Goat Hill League. Dude was an absolute rocket, bro. Like, Watching him hit the ball, I just don't even understand how hard he can hit it, dude. It's crazy. He hit this drive like 325 yards, and it was, dude, watching that in real life is something crazy. And this isn't like a pro. This is, you know, a guy.
Have you ever gone and watched any pro what do you call that?
Dude, I've honestly never been. I was going to try and make it to some events this year, but, you know, that got kind of put on hold. So
yeah, I had to tap the brakes on that one again. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just Sorry, go ahead.
Whenever they allow it, I'm going to go check it out because it looks like such a good time and it'd be fun to be able to see pros up close. And I hear, like, you know, watching that in real life is just way different from seeing it on TV, and I can totally imagine that.
You'd have to, like, record it and then record yourself being that guy yelling stuff as soon as he hits it and be like, "Dynamite!"
Oh, God, no, dude.
Bombing it down the fairway, bitches!
Dude, I honestly have been enjoying watching golf without all that shit happening in the background.
I think it adds to it. It's pretty funny when you got that one guy yelling stuff as soon as he hits something.
Yeah. It's funny if they're going to yell something funny, but every time they hit it and they go, "Get in your hole!" Like, that shit is so... Oh, my... It makes me cringe when people... Unless it's going in the fucking hole or around it, shut the fuck up, dude.
Okay. Have you had anybody yell at you when you're playing before? If you're playing around the houses and stuff?
Yeah, I've hit my fair share of backyards and rooftops. But yeah, this one course one time, and the tee box is like in a chute right down all these houses, backyards, right? And to the left, there's like this wrought iron fence over there and a backyard patio and all this stuff. And there was nobody back there. But of course, like, I'm like, fuck, I don't want to hit it into that backyard. And then what do? I literally hit driver and it goes straight into the backyard and like ping pongs off the fence, dives in and just like, dude, like ricochet bullet all over this dude's backyard. And I'm like, oh God, dude. And the dude comes walking out and I'm like, oh fuck. And he's like, "Hey man, don't worry about it." I'm like, "Oh dude, I'm so sorry. I just suck at golf." And he's like, "It happens all the time. I give you the ball back if I could find it." And I'm like, "Oh, all right, sick." And you know, it's people that live on a golf course are usually really mellow, and I'm sure they get hit multiple times a day.
Like, you'd have to pay like extra insurance for your house.
Well, they probably had like special glass back there, isn't that smashed?
No, they actually. So somebody told me that. It's like built into their homeowners association fees is it's kind of like a window pot. So they like they pay like $10 a month into this thing. And basically if somebody's window gets broken, they use the fund to fix it because there's no window insurance.
Mm.
But that's how they do it.
That's interesting.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. It's like banding together for free windows.
Yeah, it's like you're actually being neighbors.
Yeah. Yeah, I got good neighbors. I can't complain.
Like a good neighbor. State Farm is there.
They'll give you your golf ball back.
Yeah. Did you get your golf ball back?
No.
I couldn't find it.
That's always the worst when you spend all that money on golf balls. Like, that was me. I'm like, "Oh, I'll get some Nike ones. I'll be really good at it then." I'm like, "Nope, that one's gone." I'm like, "I should have just gone with cheap ones."
So what is
Yeah, dude, there's some cheap balls that are really hittable still, and you have to be like a certain kind of skill level to be able to tell the difference in the balls. Like, I'm definitely there, but I play a fuckload. But like, to your guy that goes golfing like once a month, like, dude, like any average ball should be totally fine.
Yeah, I go to the dollar store.
So what does the wife think about all this, like, innovation and getting out there and moving things and what, like, you know?
She's super supportive of it, and you know, she like has been super understanding that I'm working on this project, and it's honestly, as long as I dedicate the days when she's home from work to spending time with her and enjoying our time together, and the days that she's working, like, I can go golf and work on all my other shit. Like, it's definitely a delicate balance, but anytime she's here, I'm spending time with her, and when she's not, then I'm pretty much free to go golf. But
Yeah,
I got to make sure that I set aside time for her.
Is she home right now? Are we taking up a little bit of your time right now?
No, she's work right now.
Okay, cool.
Has she been working through this then?
She's a nurse.
So obviously, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She has been seeing some crazy shit. She's an ICU nurse, and she literally has been working with COVID for like the last couple of months. Like,
yeah, man, same with my wife.
She's seen some shit, man. It's been super hard on her, and it's been, you know, really tough, you know, with all the stresses of the workplace, and yeah, you know, it's been crazy. It's just been a crazy time, mm-hmm. and people have been, but like her seeing it head on and watching people die, it's like, I feel so bad for her, and you know, I just hope it gets better.
Hey, would you agree, like, up here in Canada, we'd like to follow the rules and be nice and stuff, but do you think, like, people are more inclined to not follow the rules, like, in the States, because they're like, this is my rights, this is, like, you guys are all, you view life a little bit different. Like, would you agree that people are just like, no, you can't tell me what to do, I'm not wearing a mask, that's more of their, like, view, or is everybody pretty chill about doing what they're supposed to do?
Too, where I'm at, everybody's on board. San Diego's been, like, one of the best. Like, we're the only county in California that's not, like, back on quarantine mode. Like,
yeah,
we've just been super that everybody wears a fucking mask when they're out in the public. And that's pretty much, you know, we got hand sanitizer and everybody's washing their hands.
Not like Florida.
Where I'm at, everybody's doing really good, so it hasn't been a problem. But, in other parts of the States, like, you know, people are going crazy over this shit, and mm-hmm. you know, it's like almost wearing a mask is like, you know, I don't know, it's just really weird in a lot of different areas of the country, but San Diego is pretty chill.
Are you guys doing the stages or no?
I don't even know what the hell stage we're on. Like, I know that we've regressed, and they're like, they've closed all of California's beaches, I think, except San Diego. But they closed all the bars again, I think, and
holy,
yeah. So I don't know. I don't even know what we're at right now. I just go to the golf course and the grocery store. So
in your area, how many golf courses do you actually have?
Probably within like 10 miles. I probably have like 6 or 7.
Oh geez.
Were any of them like really affected by this? Were like the shutdown almost like closed their doors?
No. It did quite the opposite, because golf was one of the first activities you were allowed to go back and do again.
Mm-hmm.
And, dude, golf, you could not find a fucking tee time, dude. It was crazy. We were booking tee times like a week in advance for random days just to try and lock something up, because tee times were like almost hard to come by. Like, you could maybe find like 4 or 5 open ones a day and you had slim pickings, but... Yeah, dude, as soon as it opened, golf courses were rocking, and they had all the time off to basically get all their conditions primed. So going back to every course, it was like 5 times better than that course ever was before COVID, you know? Like, so that was pretty cool. I mean, like, damn, dude, these courses have like top-tier premium conditions. For instance, Emerald Isle, the $12 course, they always have good conditions. But going back after this, I was like, oh my God, this place is luscious now.
It's because of the grass or what? What makes it awesome?
Yeah, the grass is just so perfect. It's like, looks like a championship course. It's all primed and beautiful, and
nobody was like,
dude, they've been just absolutely rocking since this all happened.
Mm.
Do they have the beer cart running as well now, like, and food, or is it just straight golf? Like, that stuff's not open yet.
No, they have the food open too.
There's a food like, cart.
Well, sometimes I know the one by us. You can actually order food on the 4th hole, I think it is, and then by the 6th hole, but you're done. By the time you get to the 6th hole, it'll be ready, and then you can go pick up the food. So that way, you can, while you're golfing, the food's being made, when you get to the 6th, yeah, you can go over there and pick it up. I don't know. Do you guys have that same type thing?
Yeah, actually, the course I usually play at, Emerald Isle, they actually have. You just call the pro shop and tell them what you want, and they'll just drive it out to you anywhere you are.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been there, but yeah, they'll actually, I think the one too, I don't know if they bring it out to you. I think you have to go to it, but it's either the 8th or the 6th hole. It's near that, the green is right next to the pro shop, so you can run there, go get your food in that, and I think you can, they got like picnic benches out there and that, but I didn't know if that would be open
When you go golfing, you have to bring your own clubs, or can you borrow somebody's clubs?
You can rent them, I think.
They have rentals, yeah.
Is it expensive?
But you're almost better off. you're almost better off going to like Letgo or Craigslist and just finding a decent set for like $150 and working from that.
Yeah, because you're gonna, if you go twice, then what is it? It's about $50 to rent them, isn't it? They don't give them them away for free.
It just depends where you are. Some courses only have really nice tools. Like, I think I paid $65 to rent clubs in Vegas, and I thought that was a little steep to rent.
You could probably get like, a set for that here. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I wouldn't even know what to do if I went to a, like, seriously, we've gone golfing, but like I would feel like I'm like, okay, I don't even know where to start. So when like you're playing golf, you like you hit it with like the big iron, right?
Or yeah, not like, the handle part, yeah.
Yeah, but you drive it yeah. and then you and then you base your clubs off of what you use based off of where it is.
Then you
on
use
the
wedgy ones. The wedgy ones.
Yeah. I mean, each club serves a purpose, but you usually just break them down by yardages. So, like, all right, drivers, like, you know, 250 to 270. And then three woods, like, 235. And then, you know, so forth. And then the lower your irons are, the longer they go. So, like, your 4, 5, 6 are going to be your longer irons. And then, like, you're using pitching wedge 9-iron a lot. And sand wedge around the green usually, like, you know, in a basic bag.
So, like, a pitching wedge and a log wedge, right? Are they, like, ones that, like, if you went and bought clubs and you bought and you got, like, your driver, you got a pitching wedge, a log wedge, and you got, like, a couple irons and a putter, is that all you need, really?
Oh, yeah, to get started, for sure. If you have a driver and, like, a 7, 8, 9, and a sand wedge and a putter, like, you could go play with that.
Interesting.
Especially if you're playing, like, a smaller course, like, you find something that's par threes, you can just get a couple irons and a putter, and that's pretty much all you need. But, dude, you'll find, if you look it up on Craigslist or Letgo, there's, like, a ton of bags for sale. Like, you can find, you know, any, you want to spend, like, a little bit of money and get something decent, you can. If you want to spend, like, $100, there's probably, I bought a full set, actually, of clubs on Letgo for $40. And it was an old Callaway Big Bertha set with a full complete kit and like a brand new bag, but it was just old. only $40.
Holy cow.
So if I bought, so we don't have Letgo. We have Kijiji up here, which is basically like the same thing.
And Facebook Marketplace
yeah.
as well.
So if I bought a pair of clubs and I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to go play golf and I'm going to bring the Young Bowski vibe. What do I show up with? What mentality am I showing up with and how to have a good time? Am I like, I'm setting up some beers. Like, how do I do what you do? Like, how do I bring that vibe? Like, if I wanted to, like, okay, dude, you know what? I'm doing this here, same as him. Like, what do I do? How do I start it off?
This is how it goes. You just, you crack a Red Bull on the way to the course. You drink that on the way there. You get the energy flowing a little bit.
All right.
You get to the course and you're going to putt balls for like 5 minutes on their practice putting green just to kind of get a feel of the club going. And then you bring your own beers. Like, you bring, like, 3 or 4 of your own beers.
Are you allowed to do
but
that?
But you got
to
support.
No, you're not. No. So that's why you wouldn't do that.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, don't do that. But then you also buy a couple beers at the course because you want to support the course, too.
Right.
So, you know, I feel like that's kind of a quid pro quo. And I feel like a ton of people do that. But a lot of people don't even buy beers from the course, and they'll just bring them. But I do both, so I don't have to. I don't feel as bad, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm probably expecting myself now, but, you know, everybody does it. Let's be real.
Okay.
And then you just got to go, and you got to drink them fast, dude. Drink a couple right out of the jump so you get that swing lubricated.
Yeah.
And then you just hit some balls and laugh with your bros at each other who suck and have a good time, dude. That's all it's about.
All right.
So teach us some of the lingo for, like, okay, so I've never done this before, but when you hit the ball in the direction you want it to go, and then within, I don't know, 12 swings, you get it to the green. What's 12? It? Yeah, yeah. Hey, you laugh. I'd be happy if it's the same ball, like I said. So, like, there's what? There's a birdie. There's a holy shit, where did that one go? There's a double bogey, which is kind of what I aim for. That's
probably your jam.
That's my ace.
Yeah, double bogey is a solid. That's like everybody's first real goal, make authentic double bogey, and that's a good start. And but yeah, dude, if you rip one down the middle, dude, that's a piped drive or hammer missile or a slug.
All right,
If you go over the top of the ball and it just kind of knuckles out, that's a skull fuck.
And people are like, bro, you just skull fucked the shit out of that.
Literally, that's exactly what we said.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
What's it called when you go off the ladies' tee?
You don't do
I
it.
Don't know. We just call them, usually call them like wussy man or something if they don't make it past the tee box. And you're supposed to pull your pants down if you didn't hit it past the ladies' tee.
Well, I was going to say, yeah. Shot. What if you like top it and it goes up in the air and then lands on the woman's tee?
That's impossible.
That's called a redo?
Yeah, and then you got to pull your pants down and hit it again. Oh, man. I don't know how that tradition got started, but I mean, that's just what everybody says. Mm. I've never done that, though, so.
All right, man. So, you got a lot going on. What can people look out for upcoming? I know the podcast will probably come out in a couple weeks, but like upcoming by the beginning of August, end of July, what you got going on people can look out for?
Yeah, I think the end of July is going to be when my episode will air, so definitely look out for that, season two of Holy Moly. Mm-hmm. And Six Under is probably going to drop sometime a little bit before that, so I'm going to drop like the first collection of tees and shorts and hats and everything on there, and that should be a whole lot of fun, and I'm sure I'm going to be doing a ton of media behind the launch of all that, so mm-hmm. I would just say keep your eyes peeled. You know, you definitely got to follow me, Young Bowski, on Instagram, because that's where you hear about everything I'm doing. Yeah. And you can follow all these crazy things I'm doing with my life. And yeah, dude, Holy Moly and 600. So that's pretty much what I'm focused on this month. And playing some G, as much G as I can play.
What is 600? What is that?
600 Golf is just a lifestyle golf brand for the alternative counterculture of golf. Or for the
that's your movement, right? That's what you're shooting for.
Oh yeah, dude, we're making golf fun again, having a good time with your friends, enjoying the beautiful Mother Nature outside, and dude, it's a lifestyle, it really is, and there's no gear in the industry that reflects that. Everything I don't even have any golf shirts because none of them are cool. So I made my own. That's literally how I feel.
That's awesome. You gotta get some like neon colored snapback hats just so people can see you when they're golfing, so you don't get smacked with one.
That's a good idea. I'd rock that. That'd be rad.
No neon. Pretty much gonna be all black everything.
All black everything. All right, let's do it.
That's hot. That's hot as shit.
Yeah, man. We hate the heat up here.
Yeah, yeah. See, and then, yeah, I guess. But then I was going to say, also, if you had something bright colored, then they're going to see you walking into the woods to go get your ball. So, yeah, stealth is the way to go.
Yeah. For the radar.
Well, dude, thanks for chatting with us. We love hanging out with you. We love keeping up with you. We'll keep up in a little bit. Maybe by the end of the summer, we'll do a quick, like, check-in. See what's going on.
Yeah, probably around August, I'm going to have all of my shit going. So probably around August, that would be a great time to reconnect because I'll probably have a lot of these projects up and running by then.
Yeah, and let us know when you've got 600 rocking and rolling, and we will happily promote
that. Yeah, we'll promote
for
your
you.
Stuff, man. Like, we'll, like,
so, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, we'll spread, and, it, you know, spread it's it up. Spread out the Canada stuff.
And you just get that calm down, Karen, it's just golf shirt.
Dude, the coolest part about 600 golf shit right now is you can't get it.
Yeah,
you just have to know. You have to be in the know to have it. So it's kind of tight right now. I kind of like it.
There's like a couple clothing companies we've talked to, and like that's their thing. Like they make small batches of stuff.
Yeah,
and it's hard to get. So when you see somebody wearing it, you're like, oh, that's so cool. It's hard to figure out what it is. And then B, you're like, you're not going to see it on anybody else.
Yeah, I think, you know, I definitely haven't decided what I want to do with it yet. Like, I always would rather be more inclusive than exclusive. But I think certain collections, you know, will run their course. And, you know, if you can't ever get it again, you shouldn't have slept on it. But I'm going to try and make it accessible so everybody can have something, bro. You know,
cool, cool.
It's all about spreading movement.
You should get like different animals holding golf clubs, like a panther, like a flamingo.
Yeah, panther holding a golf club. There you go. That's the move.
Dude, I know that there's going to be collaborations with tattoo artists in the future. So That'll be a lot of fun, and I'm sure we're going to do some cool shit like that.
That would be rad.
Just say, well, you're ever looking for ideas, I'm full of useless ones, so.
Awesome. All right, man.
Hell yeah, boys.
Ryan, well, thank you so much for your content, man. Yeah. It's always so entertaining. I love it. Like I say, it's one of the sports that I could say I really dislike, but you make it look so fun.
Yeah, you make it look
so
cool.
Fun.
Yeah.
I get so frustrated even looking at golf clubs.
You know what? I might buy a crappy set of golf clubs for like $30 or $40, and then Ernie and I will go get a tee time some weekend off.
Yeah, we'll share them.
And we'll just be like, we're rocking the 6-under golf pro. Like, we're just like, you know, we'll set it up, and we'll be like, we'll post some videos of it, and then... Yeah,
we're ace hunting.
Yeah, we're ace hunting, you fucks.
Dude, that would make my day, dude. Tag me in that shit.
You're gonna have to send us all the lingo so that we know that we're using it correctly.
Yeah, I
want
to, like, okay, hang on. I just knuckled this.
You'll have to write it down.
Yeah.
What was that one?
Wait a minute. I don't know what to call this, but it was probably cool. Anyway.
You skull fucked my ace.
Yeah, I got skull fucked twice yesterday. Anyway, man, it was really nice talking to you. All the best.
Same, dude. Likewise.
Stay safe. Stay healthy. Say hello to the wife for us. Hope everything's all right.
Sure.
All right, buddy.
What how close are you guys to Windsor?
We're a fair distance, yeah.
Couple hours.
Damn. Wait, Why? Where are you guys again?
We're up in Cambridge.
Yeah.
So right near Toronto. We're like an hour outside of Toronto.
Because I got to see where – I forget where Golf Professional lives, but I'm planning on going to visit him. And there's another person in Windsor I'm trying to go meet, a tattoo artist, and get tattooed.
Dude, we'll come down. 100%. We'll come down.
I don't care if it's 6 hours. We're going
– Well, hang on a second. Hang on. I'm pretty sure Windsor is like
– I think it's about 2 hours. 2 to 3 hours.
Dude, if you're in Windsor, I'll come down. I don't even care.
Dang, that'd be sick.
Yeah, dude, that's an easy road trip. On. I drive an hour to work every day right now.
Yeah,
what's an extra hour?
So it's 4 hours.
It's a bit of a hike.
But you know what? We'll do it for you. We do it. Just to
see
what's
up. Dude, it'd be so sick.
We'll get an Airbnb
or something.
Yeah. Well, Ernie and I will do it. Yeah, that'll be fun. So what time? When are you gonna think of going to coming up to Windsor? Once the border opens up.
I got a couple other things I got to do first, but it's definitely on the list.
Well,
so
the border's still closed, though. You can't cross the border yet.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't be for at least a couple months, but
there's tunnels.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we could.
I've seen Cesario. They get in something.
Yeah, you might not want to come up here in the wintertime, though. Like, I don't think that'd be your jam at all.
Oh, yeah, definitely not.
Yeah.
Well, shit. I got some planning to do.
All right, man.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, you let us know. We'll definitely meet you up. We'll grab some beers. That's what's
Hell
up.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Hell yeah.
Dude, sounds great to me, brothers.
All right, man. Nice. You take it easy. It's nice talking to you, man. Later.
Thanks
oh, sorry.
Hey, dude.
So everybody can get a hold of your content. What is your Instagram account that you use for your videos and your is it yours? Is it just your
It's
your
yeah, Young Bowski at YUNGBOWSKI. That's where I post everything, and if you check my story, I post stories every day.
Yep.
And it usually has like shit that I'm doing and keeps you updated with everything, so.
And then once you get your YouTube up and running, you'll set up like a link tree so that way people can kind of figure out where all your stuff is.
For sure.
Those things are handy, those things.
And if you want to go buy a beer, though, go to the link in my profile, baby, and check it out. Get yourself hydrated on the course.
Oh, I was gonna say.
And sorry, and it's what was the thing you said for 10%? What was the code?
The use code Bowski.
That's awesome.
So are you? You're not selling the shirts yet, are you? I'm just looking at your Instagram.
No, everything's in the production phase now.
Okay,
so
So you just putting it through the works.
Yeah, but once I get a launch date, I'm gonna do something really cool, and it's just gonna kind of burst onto the scene. So
all right, man. Well, you let us know. We're gonna buy some shirts.
And lastly, but not leastly, so whenever you're filming, if you ever need two short bearded Canadians on your TV show, we're down.
I'm not that short.
I'm
like 5'8".
I'm down. We probably do need some good looking extras, so we'll have to get
you
up.
Yep. I can stand around and look confused.
Yeah, I can get it with the lingo and have a good time. Have
I can
some
hold
beers.
I can hold it. I can be like
we can figure this out. We'll figure this out.
Yep.
All right, man.
For sure.
Dude, you take it easy.
You too, guys.
We'll talk
take
to you
care.
In a bit.
Thanks
man.
For having me.
Later.
Goodbye. Okay,